Our profile this month is the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg. A few years ago, she was, she says, the invisible girl at the back of the classroom. Today, she is one of the world's most powerful voices for the environment. I believe that one person can make a difference.
After more than 2,000 simultaneous student strikes in 100 countries, it's impossible to have missed the name Greta Thunberg. Last August, Greta, aged 15, began a one-person climate protest outside the Swedish parliament. For 3 weeks, she refused to go to school. Instead, she distributed leaflets to adults that said, "I am doing this because you adults are shitting on my future." Sweden had just had its hottest summer ever, causing numerous forest fires, and elections were due in September. But what could one girl hope to achieve? A lot. The Green Party's vote increased by 50% that September, and Greta's protest attracted international attention. Before long, she was at the front of a worldwide movement, Fridays for Future, as thousands of school kids began to follow her example and skip school to demand that adults do more to combat climate change.
Our civilization is being sacrificed for a very small number of people to make enormous amounts of money.
Greta is saying something we know is true, but which no politician wants to admit. We cannot maintain our climate and have constant economic growth. The lifestyle choices we make as individuals matter, but the problem demands strong government action because it is our economic system itself that has to change. It's a message she has taken to the very top. At the United Nations Climate Conference, COP24, she told delegates that they were forcing her, a child, to speak up because they were not mature enough to tell it like it is. Then, invited to address world business leaders at Davos, she accused some people of being motivated by pure financial greed, despite knowing how destructive their decisions were. "I think many of you here today belong to that group of people," she added.
"I see the world a bit different, from another perspective."
One reason for Greta's incredible self-possession and directness is that she has Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism. While this often makes social interaction difficult, it gives her the ability to focus intensely on any issue that preoccupies her. "I have a special interest," she says of her climate battle. It's very common that people on the autism spectrum have a special interest. Before taking her battle to the national level, she had already persuaded her family to live in a more ecological way. At Greta's insistence, her mother even abandoned her career as an international opera singer because of the constant air travel it demanded. Interestingly, on her father's side, Greta is descended from the Swedish chemist and Nobel laureate Svante Arrhenius, who discovered that increases in atmospheric CO2 increase the planet's temperature.
Change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people.
With hundreds of thousands of schoolchildren in 100 countries joining her protest last March 15th, Greta has shown the world what one person can achieve. "I think what we are seeing is the beginning of great changes, and that is very hopeful," she says. "To be honest, I think it's crazy that children have to deal with these questions, but someone has to do it." How much Greta's campaign can ultimately achieve is unknown, but her personal objective is clear. What we do or don't do today cannot be undone in the future. "In 2050, I hope I'll be able to look back and say that I did everything I could to stop the worst from happening." There seems to be no doubt about that.